Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. We had severe storms blow through the area a week ago, and ISU Extension has resources if you're looking to recover, whether you had property damage, damage to trees and outbuildings, or you have other needs related to loss of power, food shortages, etc. The ISU Extension Disaster Recovery page can be found at the Extension homepage. Click on the Disaster Recovery tab at the top and click on Severe Weather. The page has been updated with resources for our December 2021 storm, including the Iowa Concern Hotline, information on the Disaster Declaration and Emergency Relief Funds available to local residents, information on power outages and food safety, and a lot of information on tree and landscape damage, whether you have a few trees toppled over in your yard or you have woodlands that were damaged by the storm. Check out all of those resources. Also information on there on creating a winter survival kit for your car as we get into the colder months of the year. Be sure to check out the ISU Extension Disaster Recovery page today. Also new on the ISU Extension News page, the ISU Extension Forestry Department has put up several new videos related to timber harvest, including if you have storm-damaged timber. Many landowners are experiencing an increased quantity of harvestable timber, whether that is due to drought damage or from our recent wind storms. Getting the most out of the timber and protecting the ecology of the land requires a careful plan. Billy Beck is the Assistant Professor and Extension Forestry Specialist with ISU Extension and Outreach, and he recently created a series of educational YouTube videos describing the different roles and considerations for harvesting timber. They target foresters, loggers, and timber buyers. Your first call, according to Beck, should always be a forester who can provide a landowner with an objective overview of the timber and advice on good management strategies for timber removal. The videos available online illustrate the basic practices involved with timber harvest, from individual tree removal and topping to log skidding, grading, and scaling. They also go into the additional challenges of harvesting storm-damaged timber, which may be of interest to folks who had trees downed in the recent storm. The true value of storm-damaged timber often isn't known until the logs are removed from the woods, where they can be inspected for any hidden defects. Harvesting the trees for timber can provide some additional income if done safely and responsibly. And find more information on this at the ISU Extension News page, including a detailed list of all the videos available, whether those are detailed videos on specific harvest practices for selling timber or videos that provide a general overview of storm assessment, management, and recovery. Again, you can find all of that information on the ISU Extension News page or search forestry and timber harvest on the Extension homepage. And finally, a week ago, the ISU Extension and Outreach Farmland Value Survey was released, and the average acre of farmland in Iowa is worth 29% more in the 2021 survey than it was in last year's survey. The survey began collecting land values in 1941, and the authors note that this is a 12% higher number than the previous peak in 2013, although the current value in inflation-adjusted terms is still lower than the 2012 and 2013 numbers. Wendong Zhang is the leader of ISU's annual land value survey. The statewide value of an acre of farmland in Iowa at this year's survey is $9,751. Again, that is an increase of 29% since last year's survey, and that number represents a statewide average of low, medium, and high quality farmland. If you'd like to see a breakdown of those values, you can check out the full report, including land values by county, land values by district, and land values by quality, on the Center for Ag and Rural Development homepage, or find that linked on the Ag Decision Maker homepage as well. A few of the factors that were marked in that survey for influencing land value were both positive and negative. The most frequently mentioned negative factor was higher input costs. Other mentioned factors included sustainability of high land prices, potential interest rate changes, and political uncertainty related to land policies and tax law change. The most frequently mentioned positive factor in the study was higher commodity prices. Favorable interest rates and strong yields were second and third most frequently mentioned, and other frequently mentioned positive factors included limited land supply, strong demand, government payments, and a good farm economy. Again, you can find that full study on the Center for Ag and Rural Development website. Here locally in Cass County, land values increased from $6,825 per acre to an average of $8,691 per acre, which is a 27.3% increase. And finally, want to mention a few programs we have coming up for youth over the holiday break. We have two programs happening next week here at the Cass County Extension Office. On Tuesday, December 28th, we are hosting the Mindful Teen Program from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is open to any youth in grades 7 through 12. The fee is $10, which includes a book, journal, lunch, activity supplies, and mindfulness goodies. The Mindful Teen is for any teenagers who are wanting to learn more focused skills to manage stress, difficult emotions, and improve overall well-being. Mindful Teen teaches strategies to improve relationships and performance in school, sports, arts, and daily activities. Again, the Mindful Teen program happening Tuesday, December 28th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. here at the Cass County Extension Office. Also happening next week, we are hosting the second session of our Mammals Are Us Winter Day Camp for youth in kindergarten through second grade. That is happening on Thursday, December 30th from 9 a.m. to noon here at the Community Center. Mammals Are Us teaches kids what it means to be a mammal. Youth are encouraged to wear layers to day camp, as we will be headed outside for some hiking activities if weather allows. There is no cost to attend Mammals Are Us Day Camp, but we do ask that youth register by the end of the day today by calling, emailing, or stopping by the Cass County Extension Office. Youth not in 4-H will need to bring a medical release form with them to camp or drop it by the office in advance of camp. Again, that is the Mammals Are Us Winter Day Camp happening December 30th from 9 to noon here at the Community Center. And finally, right before we head back from winter break, we are also hosting our 4-H babysitting workshop again. Youth age 11 through 15 who are interested in learning to be a successful babysitter are invited to attend on Monday, January 3rd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. There is a $10 fee per participant for the class, which includes lunch and a babysitting take-home bag with everything you will need to get your babysitting business off the ground. You can give us a call here at the Extension Office to register for Babysitting Basics or any of those upcoming programs, and information on all of those is also available on the Cass County Extension website. For information on all the upcoming programs here in Cass County, as well as links to ISU Extension resources, we invite you to visit the ISU Extension website, the Cass County Extension website, follow the Cass County Extension Facebook page, and follow the Cass County 4-H program on Instagram. The Cass County Extension office will be closed tomorrow, the 23rd, and Friday, the 24th, to observe the Christmas holiday. We hope all of you have a safe and happy holiday season, and we look forward to serving you when we reopen on Monday the 27th. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.